Today on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, we bring you an episode from the 1987 archives with guest Patrice Rushen, a popular vocalist who is also a songwriter, arranger, and a master keyboardist. She has performed with and produced for artists such as Stevie Wonder, Prince, Nancy Wilson, Michael Jackson, and Diane Reeves, and she has played at some of the world's most prestigious jazz festivals. Now, you'll hear Patrice Rushen with Marion McPartland.
You know, it's a few years, Patrice, since we played Milwaukee. I'm trying to remember when that was. It's about 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Oh, much longer than that. It's been a long time.
So much has happened. You got married, and you have a big career as a singer.
Yeah, that's right.
Evolved.
It's
exciting.
An interesting way. Yeah.
So, but it's nice to have you here today as a piano player, which I've always known you as.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be here.
And well, we might as well put you to work right away. Let's do a tune together.
Okay.
How about Night in Tunisia? You think we can manage that?
Okay, we can try. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let's see, that intro. Are you going to start it out?
I'll try to start
it. All right,
the intro.
I'll count it off.
Okay.
So let's see, like 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You haven't lost any of your touch, that's for sure.
Oh, well,
in
thanks.
All the years you've been out here. That's great to hear you play again, Patrice.
Thanks.
Great. Well, now tell me, what's been going on?
Well, let's see. A lot. Being involved in music for such a long time, and from a very early age, you know, I did 3 albums, I guess from about 73 till about 76, that were featuring me pretty much as a composer, pianist.
I've got one of the Prelusions.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was the first one.
It was a very lovely album.
Oh, thanks
a
lot.
Yeah, I had that at home.
And after that, or during that time, I should say, I was doing studio work in Los Angeles, and all kinds of stuff, jazz, R&B, pop, everything. And during that time is when I really realized that I liked doing a lot of different things musically. Mm-hmm. I had been brought up that way anyway. I studied classical music as a child, and I, you know, played in church, and just had a certain kind of affinity for all kinds of music. So I tried my hand at different things over the last few years as far as music is concerned, and began to be noticed as not only as a pianist who was rooted in jazz very heavily, but also a little bit as a vocalist as well. And so I did some albums where I would sing and play and do arranging and all the orchestrations, strings and horns, and even record producing. And
into the whole scene?
The whole scene.
Well, did you do the record I heard, the last one I heard, is that your latest, called Patrice Rushen Now?
Yes.
On Elektra?
Yes, that was it's about 2 years old now.
And I looked at that and I see all the arrangements are by you, the tunes are by you, and the singing is by you, and then there's some electric, what's an electric grand piano?
Oh, it's really interesting. It's set up very similar to an acoustic piano, but it has electronic devices on it so that it can be easily amplified. But
yeah, it was quite an interesting sound.
Yeah, it's
really
like it's in between. It kind of leaves you hanging of, is it or isn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
it was on
nice.
A tune called Superstar,
right?
Well, how about doing one of your own pieces?
Okay, I'd like to do something that has never been recorded before. In fact, there are probably very few people that I've played it for. This is a composition that I use sometimes when I'm by myself, just to calm myself down and to soothe myself. Being from Los Angeles and from California, I spend a lot of time at the beach and like the ocean very much. So this is something called Ocean Song.
Well, maybe we'll soothe our audience too with this one.
I hope so.
Go ahead. Oh, that's a beautiful piece.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have that all written down?
No, some of it is improvisation. It's kind of in between improvisation. There's a certain body of it, but
yeah, I heard.
Every time
bit.
I play it, it's different.
But
I never know what it's gonna be. I just try to imagine the ocean and go for it.
That's very, very pretty. You have a lovely sense of harmony, and I was wondering who your influences were on piano.
Oh,
McCoy Tyner, maybe?
McCoy, definitely. Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Gil Evans.
Gil Evans, what a great arranger
yeah.
that man is.
Did
you study arranging?
Yes, a little bit. I studied orchestration in college and was around
some... Where did you go to college?
University of Southern California.
Oh.
Right here. In
right here.
LA.
You're a hometown girl.
Right.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. No, I really, hearing you do that, I was just thinking maybe later on we could collaborate and do like a free improvisation.
Oh, great.
Well, first let's try just a kind of a straight-ahead duet. Oh, this is a tune that was written ages ago, Mean to Me, this one's called... Thank you. worked out. Oh, that's really fun.
Thanks.
It's really fun.
I'm having fun.
Sounds so good. I'd like to do one for you now. Just sort of a little change off here. And this is a tune I wrote years ago. Nothing in your style, but just sort of a... I was into real melancholy ballads. I guess I still am. But this one's called So Many Things. Like that.
All right. Nice.
Thank you. You know, time has gone by and it's hour is almost over, and I want to tell you how nice it's been to see you again, Patrice.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you for your invitation.
Well, let's find out with something that all musicians like to play. Mm-hmm. Autumn Leaves.
Okay. Do you want to do the melody?
All right.
All right.
Let's see.
One.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.